37 of the Walt Disney World Memories podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Disney World memory. So I'm branching out a little bit this time. Today, we're not going to have a show completely devoted to audio like we normally do. This time, instead, we're going to have a quick trip report. On this past December 27, I had a privilege of spending my birthday at Walt Disney World. Sort of. A few years ago, we took a chance and actually went into the parks on my birthday, and that was a big mistake. We made it to the Animal Kingdom early, but by the time we made it to Epcot, we park hopped just a little bit before noon. The crowds were already getting insane. It took us forever to park, and we got inside and saw that Soarin' had a wait of 210 minutes. That's over 3 hours, folks. So we opted not to do that again this time and tried getting to some of the Disney Christmas magic that you can just find by going to the various resorts and seeing all of their many decorations and listening to the music and just having some of the fun there. So I'm going to try my best and recap for you the day's events as my family, consisting of my wife Tracy, our daughter Susie, and her grandma and two grandpas went around the resorts. We started off in the afternoon after Susie woke up from her nap and hopped in the car. We were over in Tampa, and so we arrived over at the Swan Hotel where we had dinner reservations. We arrived there around 4:30. We had a 5:30 ADR, so we had a bit of time to kill, so we opted to go over to the boardwalk and see if we can see some of the different decorations that they've got set up there. We walked in. It took us a little while to find our way into the boardwalk, seeing as how we've never actually been there. But when we finally made it inside, we saw their beautiful little gazebo that they had set up. It kind of looks like a gazebo to me, but it's a wonderful fireplace scene starring Daisy and Donald Duck and the nephews. And then there was also Chip and Dale on the back. It's a beautiful little gingerbread gazebo that just has a wonderful little scene. Well worth taking the time to go see. There were quite a few other people looking around at it, walking around trying to find the various hidden Mickeys.
No, they changed it. Come here, Suze. You want to see something cool?
Gingerbread house with a costume going around.
You do.
Choo-choo train.
A choo-choo train.
The big one. It's Daisy Duck.
That's me. That's Daisy.
I think Donald's stuck in the chimney.
Daisy.
Like
I don't know. It looks like Daisy.
I think that's Daisy.
Looks like a dress.
Has eyeshadow, so I'm assuming it is.
Yeah, probably.
Y'all fine?
What up?
I'm lousy at hidden Mickeys. Do you see presents? And there's Stitch down there. Is there a fire in the fireplace?
He's coming down the chimney. It's not good. He's gonna get roasted.
Yeah.
Is it coming?
I found one, babe. Over here on the chest.
Okay.
The two circles in the in the bottom.
Yeah, in the Lederhosen?
Yeah, in the Lederhosen. There's two up here and one in the middle. That, to me, is a hidden Mickey, I would think. Right?
I don't know. All the others look like...
They obviously look like a Mickey Mickey? Okay, yeah.
Like a gold
skin. And a bunny. It's bunny right there.
Look here on the first post. Go in one tile.
Oh, yeah, there's just a stamp.
Somebody stamped it. Guy right there, that's Stitch.
Stitch.
That's
rabbit.
No, he's not quite a bunny. But what's he got in front of him? What are on the floor? Well, it's real. It's.
I know. But I mean, you think
that after
sitting here for a while, what fragrance
He's got marshmallows. The marshmallows in front of him?
Yes.
Yeah? Should we go look at it from the other side? On the cross, the lederhosen tie right here in the chest?
This stamp over here counts, that one for sure.
Well, the stamp is definite. I mean, that's... I would expect there to be something in the names. You're looking for anything that has that Mickey shape, the two smaller ears and the bigger head. Because it didn't look like the stamps. £350 of chocolate. 200 sugar and gum paste flours. 100 pounds of rolled fondant. Wow. Is that neat, Susie?
So we spent some time there at the boardwalk and took a minute and ran over to the concierge desk and picked up a button for my daughter, who this was technically her first visit, not really into the parks, but we went and got a first visit button and got my birthday button as well. And then headed back to the Swan Hotel. We got back there just a little, you know, as the sun was setting, and you look back at the boardwalk, and it was pretty as the sun's going down. It just was just beautifully lit and really nice. We made it back to the Swan, found the Garden Grove restaurant where our reservation was.
Hey guys, turn around.
And the reason we chose the Garden Grove is, you know, I wanted that character experience for my daughter. And it was wonderful. I didn't realize when I was first looking at this that the Garden Grove at the Swan actually had characters. And so I was pleasantly surprised that we could still get a reservation. And I made this reservation like Christmas Eve, you know, 3 days prior, and still was able to get a 5:30 dinner reservation, a character meal, buffet for six people. We were able to get in pretty quickly. We walked straight up. They took us back to our table, and you could already see Pluto wandering around because I think dinner had just started around 5 o'clock, so there were only a few tables there. And so we made it to our table, and Susie immediately saw him and was excited. We couldn't really keep him hidden, so we got her in her chair, and just as our server came over to start taking our drink orders, so did Pluto. So Pluto took what had to have been at least 5 minutes and played with Susie and was just so cute with her. Susie was excited and happy and showing him her button, which, you know, if you've ever seen the first time visitor button, it's got a, you know, Mickey and the Fab Five and everybody. She's pointing them all out and talking to Pluto and just having so much fun. We got so many pictures and great video of it. It's just, it's wonderful. We enjoyed that so much. Everybody at the table was just laughing and having such a great time.
For your drink, we have a full bar, iced tea, lemonade, Coke products. Go ahead and start.
Sorry, she's going to be distracted. I just want water.
Water?
Actually, no, make mine a Diet Coke.
Crucho, I'll give Crucho a moment. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
You need to get on the other side and see her expression.
Is it cold? Does Pluto...
Thank you.
loves you. Say bye-bye, Pluto. Bye-bye. You give him a hug? Can you give Pluto a hug? Bye-bye. We'll see you later. Bye, Pluto. Thank you. Put your plate down, sweetie.
Pluto's laughing.
Susie, Pluto thinks you're funny.
You got some nice shots.
Did you have fun seeing Pluto?
Finally, you know, Pluto had to move on, and Susie waved bye-bye to him, and it was great, and she actually made this one little comment. It was so funny. She goes, Pluto wearing pajamas, and you could see that she had made the connection to his costume as he was walking away, you know, a footed costume or footed pajamas just like she wears. Anyway, so cute. So back to dinner. It was great. Our server was fabulous. He took very good care of us. Nobody in our family eats pork and most shellfish, and dinner that evening was roast beef, and there was some salmon and some other stuff, but the soup had ham in it. It was their cheddar cheese soup with ham, and it all. And so he specifically made or got them to make a French onion soup, which is a beef base and no ham in it. It was wonderful, and he also took care of our salad, which had ham in it. And we never had to say it again, and it was perfect. It was wonderful. And then, you know, of course, the buffet had plenty of options for us to be able to choose from. Really good food. For a buffet, I was very impressed. Usually you get just a few entrees or a few items that you actually like. There was, I kept going back and just didn't run out of items that I really enjoyed. They have a smoked mac and cheese that was really good. So anyways, dinner was wonderful. During dinner, of course, Goofy made his rounds. This character dinner had both Goofy and Pluto who would come and visit, and Goofy wasn't quite as attentive as Pluto was, which we were a little disappointed in, but, you know, honestly, it was still great. Susie loved playing with Goofy. It was also just so fun to watch.
Can you blow a kiss, do you? Is he waving his ears at you? Can you wave your ears at him? Say bye-bye, Goofy.
Bye-bye, Goofy.
Was that fun, Susie? You just get to meet all the famous people today. You've met Goofy and Pluto.
We finished up eating. Pluto came back around. We just waved to him and talked to him just for a minute more. And finished up their meal, as always, with some wonderful desserts. Again, many choices, and there were none of us could choose, you know, just a single one that we really loved. I think we all agreed on about three that we loved, two that weren't really so good, but three of them that were just off the charts good. There was a key lime, I remember, and a coffee, some sort of a espresso shot of some sort. Wonderful, wonderful food. And the price was, you know, not bad for most Disney buffets, again, either. So we finished up our meal, paid, and headed out to the front, hopped on the bus, which we didn't really have to wait too long for, and rode off to the Magic Kingdom, you know, leaving behind our car there and using the transportation. We had one stop at the Dolphin, which, of course, was not too bad. It wasn't too crowded. Then we also had picked up some people from the boardwalk that were already on the bus, and so it wasn't too bad. Most of our family was able to sit during the ride. We made it to the Magic Kingdom, and of course, the bus there drops you off right at the gate, and we went straight up to the monorail. Kind of hoping we could see down Main Street from here, because we didn't actually go into the parks, like I said, and wanted to be able to see the castle all lit up. You could kind of make it out from the ramp as you're going up, but as you got to the top, of course, everything's completely blocked by the trees. As we hopped in the monorail and it's pulled away, if you take the resort line like we were doing, it pulls right in front of downtown Main Street in the Magic Kingdom. You could see right down. You could see the tree. You could see the castle and the family and everybody. Just, oh, it was beautiful. It really is a wonderful scene if you ever get a chance to go see it.
Hey, look. Y'all, look at the castle.
Look at the trees.
Look at the castle.
There's a castle behind you. See, is it so pretty?
Is it all pretty and lit up? Ooh, it's pretty. All the lights. Isn't that pretty? Is it more? What, are you seeing more lights? Oh, there's a choo-choo train coming.
There's the castle again right now. Can you see the pretty castle?
You see the pretty castle in there?
To the trees?
See it?
Look right now. Look,
Susie.
The
pretty castle. Look over there. Look
back there, Susie.
Pretty castle. All lit up. All that light. That's the tower. That's the starships that spin, that go up like that high. Look at the Mickey Mouse on the window. You can't see it. Yes. This is a temporary resort. They've got a huge tree, gingerbread tree. Look, Dad.
Dad, can you see?
Look at the lights.
You
saw Mickey Mouse. You see a Mickey Mouse right there? Yeah. You want to get out? Yes. It's right there, in fact.
This is Disney's Contemporary Resort. If you're exiting, please gather your belongings. Watch your head and step.
So the first stop on the monorail line of the resorts, of course, is the Contemporary Resort. As you're pulling in, you can see the giant Mickey Mouse wreath, which is just amazing. Look for it the next time you go in the holidays. It's really cool. We had heard about the Christmas tree, the new gingerbread Christmas tree that they had there, and if you've seen pictures online or whatever, it's neat, but I was actually kind of disappointed. I don't know if maybe I thought it was going
to
be more or something just because of online pictures, but it just wasn't quite as good. Because as we got off the monorail, you could see it just from the gangway up there. So we looked down, and you know, it was the point where we actually trying to decide if we wanted to go down and look at it up closer, if this was good enough. We fought our way through the crowd, and we ended up going down. We caught the elevator, which was not easy to do because, of course, you've got to go. If you've ever tried to do this, you actually have to kind of cross through the boarding traffic to get to the elevator, because, of course, we have a stroller for our daughter. Made it downstairs, and the tree, it's tall, but, again, just not overly amazing. But you could turn around, and that giant Mickey wreath, that was beautiful. I don't know why. It's just something very simple, but it's just something about it. It just really was amazing. We headed back to the monorail, back up onto the top, and of course the next stop's the transportation and ticket center. We switched monorails there because we just wanted to go see if we could see more of the parks. Of course, you take the Epcot monorail, and it drives you right through Epcot, all around Spaceship Earth. We made it through, and unfortunately, the lights of winter are retired, and it is so missed. That was such an It was such a Christmassy feel when you go and you could see those dancing lights. It just was amazing. Now, the tree is unobstructed. It's beautiful, but it's just not the same without that the Lights of Winter tunnel. That was just so cool. And everybody, my wife and anybody else in our family who had seen it last time, you know, we all kind of commented it was kind of missing. And it's a shame that it's gone.
It's going to come up on our right. Because the track, the other end of the track is sitting over there on the outside. Ooh, Susie, look!
Beyond the trees ahead and to the right-hand side of our forward motion is Spaceship Earth. This 18-story geosphere
is the entrance
to Epcot.
Look at all the cars!
Inside Spaceship Earth.
This is the outermost parking lot.
From our distant past,
it's
to
full.
The dawn of tomorrow.
Do not lick the window. Mission Space. That's gonna end up on our left here.
That's the big Christmas tree should be coming right around here. There we go, right?
Should be right here.
It's coming.
There it is. Ooh, look at the pretty tree. Yep, this is where the tunnel went.
And they didn't do it, big dorks. Remember the dancing lights? Did you ever sit in that hall?
Yes.
They didn't do it, big dorks. Where you could sit underneath and
those glass pyramids are the gateway to your journey into imagination.
The water, it's going up.
You can explore the creative
process. The water going up.
And join Professor Wayne Zielinski.
It's actually pretty empty.
The 3D adventure, Honey, wow. I Shrunk the Audience. Next is the land.
I guess everybody's over getting ready for the fireworks.
The land is also home to Soarin', a free-flying adventure across natural wonders. And at the Seas with Nemo and Friends, you'll board a clammobile and meet some of your favorite undersea pals. And
it's
have a live chat with Crush the Sea Turtles,
Turtles
from Disney Pixar's Finding Nemo.
Was that cool?
We stayed on the monorail as we rode back around and headed back to the TTC because, you know, there's really not a whole lot to see from here, so we just stayed with it. And enjoyed the monorail ride. This time, as we went back, we paid attention to the parking lot gate as you come in, which had these giant snowmen on top, and Susie just loved that. There's sort of a Mickey Christmassy-themed snowman. It's really cool. And from the TTC, we got off and walked down the ramp, because if you hop back onto the resort monorail, you've got to do this down and back up. So we decided to just walk our way over to the Polynesian. It's the first time I've ever actually walked that distance. It's not too far, but the paths are a little winding and difficult to kind of navigate if you get a little disoriented or can't quite figure out their maps or their signposts, which aren't all that great. We finally found, as we're heading towards the main building, you could hear something going on over at the Magic Kingdom across the beach and across the water. So we walked over to the beach and got right up near the water, and you could really hear clearly one of the stage shows that was going on there at the Magic Kingdom. I thought it was going to be the castle lighting, but it wasn't quite. I'm not sure what it was, but you could see the castle clearly. You could hear what was going on, just not loudly, but you could hear it pretty well. Now, I've heard that it sounded like they used to pump the audio to the beach. I don't think they actually do. I'm starting to think that maybe it was just the way the water, the sound reflects off the water, and just it almost channels right to you at the beach. So you probably can hear it pretty well if fireworks are going on or something along those lines.
Yeah, I hear Mickey Mouse. And Minnie?
They're right over there by the castle. On the sparkly castle.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Pluto? Yeah.
Did you hear Pluto barking?
To the castle's changing back to the snow covered. But it's got the snow effect on it. Looks like it's covered in snow.
Made our way all the way inside to the Polynesian, inside the main house, and really just kind of disappointed again by the decorations in here. I've heard in the past that there used to be like a sculpture out front, but you know, it's gone. And the only thing that you really had was some poinsettias and some Christmas lights hanging around. But I thought they kind of missed their mark here for a deluxe resort. They really just didn't go where I thought they should have gone. I thought they should have gone a little further. So from here, you know, we go upstairs. We picked up some hot chocolate as we went upstairs just to try and warm up a little bit and headed over to the Grand Floridian. By now, it's close to 9 o'clock. We're already keeping track of time because we know that the fireworks, are going to be at 10 o'clock. And if we could see it, we might. If we don't, we're not too worried. But we are kind of concerned about beating the traffic back over to the Swan Hotel. So we hop the monorail over to the Grand Floridian. It pulls in on the second floor, like always, and we walk down, and as soon as you enter, you get blasted in the face with two things. One, the perfume soap smell or whatever it is from that perfumery right there on the second floor is just so strong. And secondly, the music. I had heard the band there once before, the orchestra there, and it's wonderful, but it was so nice to hear. It was very relaxing with the decorations and with the sights and the gingerbread house and the Christmas tree. This made it. This was the high point. We spent probably a good 20 minutes wandering around the upstairs just listening to the orchestra. And if you've ever done it, you can actually wander over right beside and behind the orchestra. And we did that, and Susie was just in heaven watching the band play. We watched the drummer. She was right up close, and they all waved and interacted with her. In between songs, they even stopped and just would chat with her just a little bit. Oh, she was having a grand time. We made our way downstairs, of course, to go look at the Christmas tree and the gingerbread house a little closer. I remember when we last went, the gingerbread really stood out as a scent, and this time it just was so overpowered by, that perfume smell from upstairs. You really couldn't smell the gingerbread. Now, I don't know if that was maybe because, you know, it was also 3 weeks later, and maybe the gingerbread smell is fading a little bit or what, but it just was something that my wife and I commented to each other. It was kind of missing. Last time we had to have a gingerbread shingle. This time, didn't quite sound all that appealing. Now, granted, we were also very full from dinner still.
Right there. Dad, wait, they're taking a picture.
the gingerbread house. Did you hear a horsey? Yeah, we can. Susie.
It was hard. Her voice was really scratchy.
Come here. Come see. Come see. You want to go see the Pinot? Susie, can you smile to Grandpa? Come here, Susie. We're not going downstairs yet. Susie. Clap. Is that cool sounding? Uh-huh. Thank you. Does it sound really good? Almost as good as when Mommy and Daddy play, right?
There you go.
No. Uh-huh. She's always loved drums. She locked in on it at an early age. We don't know why. It's music. Well, that's why I'm standing forward. You're fine, no.
That's like being right in the middle of the band.
big one. Catch the next one. Yeah, we're a full bunch, so go ahead.
You like that band, Susie?
Yay!
You clap?
Are they playing a pretty song?
Yay!
Yay! Good song. That was a good song.
Again, this was by far our favorite of the entire group. Everybody just loved the music, loved the Christmas tree, loved the gingerbread house and the details in it, and just it was so nice. So we decided to start heading back, and everybody was really kind of winding down. Susie was tired, and she was starting to just cling and need to be able to be held, couldn't even put her in her stroller. And the grandparents were all kind of winding down too, and so my wife and I looked at each other and were like, this close to being able to catch the fireworks, but oh well, maybe next time. We realized that it's not always something you have to do, it's nice to do. And so we got back to the main gate of the Magic Kingdom, and made our way over towards our bus, to the bus stop. And about that time, the fireworks are going off over at Epcot, or they're wrapping up. And I think they're still doing their holiday tag at the end. And they just go crazy. And Susie, her face just lit up. We stopped. We had a view where you can kind of, I think we were actually looking across the water a little bit, kind of between where the Transportation and Ticket Center and where the Contemporary Resort view are at. And you could see the fireworks going off, and it was just awesome. It's also interesting because the sound is completely off from what you see in the visual.
Ooh, there's the fireworks again, Susie. Look. Ooh. Look over here to the right, Susie. Well, we just lost Arden and Barbara. We need to keep moving. Is that pretty?
So we make our way over to the bus stop. The bus arrives shortly. We don't have to wait too long. And we're one of the first people onto the bus, so we actually get to sit down and get into a decent spot. But they just kept loading and loading and loading because, of course, this is also the loading for, I believe, the Boardwalk and for the Swan and Dolphin hotels. So they filled up the bus completely to capacity. We pull away, and just as we're pulling away from the Magic Kingdom, the fireworks at the Magic Kingdom start. It's almost it's 10 o'clock on the nose as we're pulling away, and we're just disappointed that we couldn't quite see it, but we understand that sometimes you just have to make those exceptions. And Susie was able to see the fireworks from the bus, and she was smiling ear to ear and bouncing up and down, so excited to see the fireworks.
There you go, Mom, through the trees behind you. Point.
We make it back to the hotel, and it's a quick walk from where the bus drops us off over to their parking lot, and we pick up our car and start heading for home. All in all, a wonderful day that really did not cost us that much. A great way to spend just the Christmas time. If you're a local, I would highly suggest doing something like this. Tie it in with a dining reservation, and you'll have no problems at resorts. At the Swan, the only downside I would suggest is, you know, try and find somewhere else to park. We probably actually should have parked in the parks because the Swan actually charges $10 to park for a day or by the hour or whatever. And because we were there so long, it ended up costing us $10. Now, that's still cheaper than parking at the resorts. But if I had parked at one of the resorts, I wouldn't have had to worry about catching a bus with all the crowds to go back to a hotel. I could have simply hopped the monorail over at Epcot or hopped to the monorail at to the Magic Kingdom, or taking one of the boats to the studios, from the studios or whatever. It would have been a lot easier, and those are much higher capacity, and so we wouldn't have had to worry about trying to beat crowds. That's the only downside, the only regret I have. Again, though, our highlights, the responses, as always, to first-time visitor buttons and Disney's birthday buttons. I got so many happy birthdays. It was wonderful, and Susie got so much attention for her button. It really is such a magical thing to do, and I will probably use that first trip button again when we go back and we actually go in the parks for Susie. Second highlight, of course, was the Contemporary Resort. Between the music and the Christmas tree and the gingerbread house, just really brought us into that Christmas mood, or kept you in that Christmas mood, because of course it was a couple days after. And the absolute high point really was the dinner at the Swan. I didn't think it was going to be that fun to have a character breakfast or a character meal with my daughter, but I highly suggest it to anybody who is collecting autographs, wants their child to meet all the characters. And I am going to be doing this again in the future, just because if you think about it, for, you know, $20 a person, $25 a person, I just met two characters. If you go to one with more characters, you'll meet four characters or five characters in what only takes you about an hour. Instead of standing in hour lines for each one of these characters, you do the math, folks. It was comfortable. I ate. I had good food. And my daughter got exclusive time with the characters just like she would normally. It was great. Well worth the money. And I will highly suggest it. So that's my memory from a cheap day at Disney. If you'd like to request a memory to visit, send me an email at requests@wdw-memories.net. For more information or photos of my day, as well as many other Disney World attractions, please visit my website. From the podcast link on the website, you can download older memories, read show notes, leave me comments, or maybe donate to the Memory Archive Recovery Fund I talk about at episode 18A. Also, I'd love to hear from you, so if you want to just shoot me an email or some feedback directly on this episode or others, email me at podcast@wdw-memories.net, or if you'd like to take a second and leave me some feedback in iTunes, that's great. It helps people find us, and that would be wonderful. Also, don't forget to send me a friend invite on DizFriends, or come check us out on Facebook, or now I'm even on Twitter. Hey, I'm catching up with things. So thanks again for listening, guys, and join me again in 2 weeks. I'm doing pretty good at this. A little late, but not too bad. As we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.